You are listening to the Good Day Wellness Podcast, a podcast dedicated to boosting your mood. I am your host, Melissa Fedeli, and I'm here to support you on the way to calming your mind and nourishing all aspects of your life. Together, we can bridge the connection between body and mind and make every day a good day. Okay, guys, welcome back. I have got something new that I'm doing on the podcast. Basically, I've decided to do mood boosting moments. So what they're going to be is small express episodes, basically where I give you a mood boosting moment, something that you can incorporate into your life that's just going to help you feel great. So I have a little topic and then we'll go from there. So the reason I wanted to do this is because sometimes we don't have time to sit down and listen to a full podcast episode, but we still want something that's just going to make us feel really good, that's going to lift our mood, that's going to help us feel our best. And that is what these mood boosting moments are all about. So I hope you love them. Now, today's mood boosting moment is all about confidence. So how to hack your confidence. And basically, I've got a few basic tips that you can start doing that are going to help you to feel more confident. Now, I think we all do. Confidence is something that is so up and down. And we go through moments where we feel amazing, things are happening in life, we feel really confident, we feel good in our skin. And then we go through moments where we don't feel as great, things aren't happening, and you know, we just start to really lose that spark. So these are things that I have started doing that really boost my confidence. And I know when I'm going through those low moments of, you know, really low levels of confidence, I know that if I do these few things, they will give me the boost that I need to kind of feel better, boost that confidence, and just feel really good. So the first one is a journaling technique. So this is the very first thing that I do. Now, if you're like me, a lot of the confidence that I feel is really associated with the work that I'm doing, what's going on in my life. And I know that although that's not the root of your confidence levels, you know, confidence is who you are and how you express yourself and how you feel. But for me, my work and my purpose is heavily tied to my levels of confidence. So when I feel that things just aren't going great, you know, maybe I went through a really high peak moment and then, you know, followed that was low moments. I know that really, really affects my confidence levels in general. And I really start doubting and then I start self-sabotaging, and it can be really hard to come out of that. However, this journaling practice is something that I found that just makes me feel good. It just kind of takes my mindset and really shifts it to a better place. And basically what this is I write about my ideal life. So my ideal day in the life. So what this is I think about, where do I want to go? Who do I want to be? Who is that woman? Who is Melissa at her highest level, at her highest version of me? And I write a day in the life. So I will literally start from when I wake up. And what I will do is in that moment, I'll write about, you know, what does my bedroom look like? If I was living in my dream home, what would it look like? And then where would my work be? Where would I be going during the day? What would I be doing? And how would I be feeling if I was that ideal version of myself, that woman that I'm really trying to be? What would my day look like? You know, and I write about it from the moment I wake up to the moment I go to sleep at night. And within there, I write things like I said, what my dream home looks like, what my schedule looks like, who I'm interacting with over the day, you know, what my partner and I would be doing and how I feel, you know, do I feel content? Do I feel confident? Do I feel loved? And all of these beautiful feelings that I want to feel. And I write about it and then I'll read it back. And there is something about this practice. And I don't know if it's because it's a totally delusional practice, but it just makes me feel good. It takes me from that state of I'm not feeling the best, I don't feel very confident, I don't know what's going on in my life, to being like, oh my goodness, this is my day. This is what I want to happen from the moment I wake up to the moment I close my eyes at the end of the night. This is how I want my day to look and feel, and that's the woman I want to be. And there's something so motivating about that, that really takes me from that place of self-sabotage and not feeling good and feeling like I'm, you know, not doing anything productive, to being like, okay, this feels amazing. Like, I felt, as I was writing this, I felt all those emotions, I felt all those feelings. Now let's go and do what I need to do to make this my reality. And I don't know, I think you have to really, to get to where you want to be and to be confident, you do need to be a little bit delusional, I guess, at times, and think that you can have it all. Because, I mean, we can have it all at the end of the day, but if we're constantly ebbing and flowing with our confidence and our motivation and all those feelings that come and go, it becomes really hard, and we sometimes forget where we want to be, and we sometimes forget why we want to be at this higher level. And, you know, I think this simple journal practice is such a fun and easy way to remind you of why you are doing the things you are doing, where you want to go, who you want to be. And it's kind of like a kick in the butt, because you read it back and you're like, why can't I have this life? Like, why can't I feel this way? And yeah, I love it. It's something that I've been doing for years and years and years, like since I was probably, you know, in like came out of high school. It was one of the first practices that I started doing, because I read about it in a book, and I can't remember the book. Unfortunately, I can't credit who I got this from, but I remember reading about it and I was like, oh, that's a bit weird, but I did it. And like all mindfulness practices, it was something that I found that was really cool and really helped me. So I thought I would share that, because when I am feeling like not great, it is something that really motivates me to kind of get my shit together. Now, the second thing is dress for success. Now, if you were like me, a lot of your work is from home. And although I go into an office 3 days a week, I found that when I was home a lot and I was, you know, moping around in the morning in my pajamas for hours, or I would stay in my gym clothes all day, or I would wear, you know, old trackies, because I was like, well, why am I going to wear my nice clothes? There's no point in that. It does something to your confidence levels. It does something to how you feel. And I think, you know, if you're waking up in the morning, regardless of what's going on in your day, regardless of whether you're working from home or you're going into the office, no matter what it is, if you're getting up and you're getting ready and you're putting on an outfit that makes you look really good and you feel confident in it, it's kind of like that fake it till you make it kind of feeling. You know, you're dressed for success, you feel really good. And by all means, I do not mean you have to put on stilettos and tight pants and be uncomfortable. If you feel really good in a new activewear set, in like a matching set and a nice coat or a jacket or whatever it is, then that's what you need to do, you know. Or maybe it's just getting up and putting a bit of makeup on, or doing your hair, brushing your hair and slicking it back, or whatever it may be. But I find that when I get up and I'm not feeling great, if I just stay in that all day and, you know, I don't make an effort with my appearance, then I don't really feel good. Whereas those mornings, if I wake up, I'm like, okay, I feel very flat today, I don't feel the best, but I still get up and I, you know, I'll have a cold shower, or, you know, some days I don't have a cold shower, I'll just have a shower, and then I will, you know, do my makeup. You know, and by makeup, I mean, I'll put tinted moisturizer on and some mascara. It's just the tiniest little thing, but it just gives me a little bit of a pep in my step, which is really nice. So that's another big tip. And I found when I was purely just working from home, like every single day of the week, and I was doing nothing, but I would get up, I would be in my pajamas, I'd change from my pajamas to a tracksuit or, you know, like activewear, wouldn't do my hair, wouldn't do my makeup, and I'd kind of sit in that all day. I lost a lot of confidence and I didn't feel great, and my work probably wasn't as great. Whereas I found that there was such a shift on those days where I got up, I showed up, I got ready, you know, I made myself look presentable, even if I wasn't seeing anyone that day. And it just helped me feel good and made me kind of, you know, fake that confidence a little bit, which was nice. So that is my second tip. Now, my last tip for really hacking that confidence, getting that confidence back, making you feel your best, is do one thing a day just for yourself. And I know it sounds easier said than done, because I know we all live really, really busy lives, and some days we just don't have the time or the energy. But when I say do one thing for yourself, I don't mean you have to go and, you know, go get a massage or go work out and do this really long, whatever. It doesn't need to be something big and really long and hard, whatever. What it can be is before you get into bed at night, you sit there and you do gratitude journaling. So you write about three things that you are grateful for, and that's it. Or it could be when you get up in the morning, you make yourself a nice breakfast, you get up a little bit earlier, or you start reading a book on your lunch break, or whatever it is. There are so many things that you can do just for yourself. And I don't know about you, but when I go through a whole day and all I've done is work, or all I've done is things for other people, I just don't feel good. Like, I don't feel like I'm putting myself first. I don't feel like I'm being that confident woman that I want to be. And, you know, it's just that simple thing of, okay, but what can I give back to myself? What can I do for myself? There is nothing better than, you know, knowing that you've ticked something off just for you. Like, for me, I live a busy life between all the little things that I'm doing. And one thing I struggle with is getting to the gym and going to the gym. And on the days that I go, if that's the most productive thing that I've done that day, I feel amazing. I feel good. I feel confident, you know. And on the days where, you know, a week might go by and I haven't gone to the gym, those are the weeks where I feel at my worst. Those are the weeks where I feel like I've lost a bit of confidence in myself. I'm not feeling my best because I haven't really done anything for myself. I haven't filled my own cup. And that looks different for everyone. So find what that is for you and just do one thing for yourself every single day and make yourself a priority. No matter how busy your life is, no matter how much you've got going on, there's no excuse to just not do the smallest thing for yourself. And like I said, it doesn't need to be a time-consuming activity. It can be the simplest thing you do when you either wake up in the morning or right before you go to bed or on your break or when you've just got a spare minute in your day. And we can all make that happen if we prioritize it. So those are my three little confidence hacks. They're very simple things. So, you know, you've got your journaling about your ideal life and your ideal day. You've got dressing for success, and you've got doing one thing for yourself each and every day. I challenge you to do all three of those things over the next week or two, and I want you to reflect back on how it made you feel, how your confidence levels are, that self-worth that you felt. I want you to kind of try and measure that. So, you know, in the Good Day Journal, I've got my little scales of how I felt at the start of the month and the end of the month. Use that scale just to measure your confidence levels. Okay, that's it for today. I talked longer than what I was supposed to, but it's okay. I hope you've loved this little mood boosting moment, and I will keep them coming. So make sure to listen in. That is all from me today. I hope you have a magical, beautiful day. And remember, you have the power to boost your mood. It's all in your daily routine. So go make today a good day. Bye.